This week, ABC announced a new co-host for its popular morning chat show, The View. Jenny McCarthy, nude model turned comedian turned author turned autism quacktivist, will join Barbara Walters on the all-female panel show in September. No doubt she'll be a lively addition. She's not afraid to do fart jokes, and it's not as though the conversation is too lofty for her.
I don't think anything predated Christians.
No.
Yes, the Greeks came first. Yes,
the Greeks were first. Then the Romans, then the Christians.
Jesus came first before them. So, all right.
But in the press release announcing the hire, ABC revealed something chilling. McCarthy, the network said, will stir things up with her parenting beliefs. Uh-oh. Jenny McCarthy's most notorious parenting belief is the extremely inflammatory allegation that vaccinating children is dangerous, based on some long discredited pseudoscience linking the preservatives in childhood vaccines to autism. Here was McCarthy a couple years back with Larry King.
Isn't the problem here, Jenny, that people sometimes casual or listen with one ear are going to panic and not vaccine at all?
Probably, but guess what? It's not my fault. The reason why they're not vaccinating is because the vaccines are not safe.
Thanks to McCarthy's huge media profile, untold numbers of mothers have foregone the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine and others for their children, with potentially catastrophic public health consequences. Outbreaks of measles and pertussis in the U.S. over the past 5 years, after decades of virtual eradication, underline the stakes. Yet here was McCarthy with Oprah Winfrey explaining her credentials for dispensing medical advice.
When I did get the diagnosis, though, boom, first thing I did, Google. I put in autism, and I started my
research. God for Google.
I'm telling you.
Thank God for Google.
The University of Google is where I got my degree from.
Problem is, the University of Google sucks, because anyone can teach there, no matter how dishonest, how superstitious, how ignorant. On the University of Google, you can also learn about how the U.S. government blew up the World Trade Center, how crystals magically heal, how Jews kill Gentile infants for their blood, and how easy it is to get rich in real estate. Apart from her Google degree, McCarthy cites the evidence of her own family. Her son, Evan, was diagnosed with autism in 2005. After having treated him for years as a spiritually endowed New Age indigo child, she decided that he had instead been poisoned by vaccines and processed food. Thus, she has used her media platform to prescribe so-called detox diets and agitate against the most life-saving medicines in human history. As she told Oprah, "My science is named Evan." So ABC hired this woman to talk to millions of other women every weekday. Now look, this is America. McCarthy is entitled to say any stupid thing she wishes to. But how can a television network be so cynical as to enable her? As long as McCarthy is treated as a credible voice, the anti-vaccine canard will not die. Unvaccinated children, however, will. As Brendan Nyhan observed in the Columbia Journalism Review, the damage is already being done. Such news organizations as the Philadelphia Inquirer, USA Today, Salon, and the Associated Press characterized McCarthy's misinformation as controversial. But there is no controversy. She is simply wrong. By dutifully reporting her ravings side by side with truth, they have framed anti-vaccine quackery as a debate. This latest outbreak of ABC's P.T. Barnumism. You'll recall that last week we played you Barbara Walters interviewing a fake Duchess of Cambridge, confers two lessons. One is that these people will do anything for ratings. The other is this. If you are a smoking hot Holocaust denier, get yourself an agent. This may be your time.